Welcome to the show. You know what time it is, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday night. This is Long Shots Radio, Prime Time Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Guy Sports Talk Radio, this is what we're about. Gambling tips, the big wagers, the biggest games. Do you want to be on the right side? Listen into the radio show, Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside, recapping what happens during the week and also what's going to happen along with future impacts and upcoming matchups. Gambling tips is what we're all about. What we look for, why is the line moving? Public versus Vegas. This is the show where it all goes down exclusively on TrendBetting.com. A sensational summer ahead of full baseball action, NBA playoffs in full swing, NHL playoffs in full swing. What a great time to be in the industry, folks. Sit back, grab a chair, grab the best cigar you have. Listen up. It's Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Welcome to the show, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. It is Thursday, 8 o'clock on the Eastern Seaboard, and it's time to sit back and listen as we have an action-packed show tonight. And we're going to lead off in just a few moments with my man Payoff with Perks, Brian Perks, and we're going to go over to see how he's been doing in the NASCAR division there. Primarily, we talk baseball, football, basketball on this radio show, but I do like to expand my listeners and expand that volume out there where we can take a look and get into an entirely different sport of NASCAR and how to bet those races as well as what to look for. So a lot of good stuff and interesting radio that we're going to have up tonight. Let's wait no further here and bring him right on. He is my man, Brian Perks. Brian, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Good, Donnie. How are you, man?
Oh, man, fantastic. How's it going there on the NASCAR circuit over the past couple weeks?
It's going good. We struggled for the past probably 2-3 weeks, but last week we came back and turned a profit, and that's the name of the game.
Absolutely, man. Putting people on the right side, as I like to say, is the most important part. Let's get down to the nuts and bolts details coming up. Talk to me, Brian, a little bit about that tricky Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
We're heading into Indy this weekend. A lot of people know it as the open wheel track, the Indy 500, but we're bringing NASCAR to it. It's a fast track, man. Mostly flat.
Now, with that, I hate to cut you off there, Brian. I only know the Indy Motor Speedway as a youngster watching the Indy 500. Talk to us the difference between, like, you know, open wheel racing and also just NASCAR heading to that track. Are there any differences there with that? Talk to us a little bit about that up there.
Open wheel and NASCAR is completely different. Open wheel, these cars are huge horsepower, fast, fast cars that go from ungodly low speeds to ripping over 200 miles an hour. NASCAR, you're never going to see that, especially with the new aero package in NASCAR. They're slowing the cars down. No one's ever going to touch Harvick's record from qualifying last year of 188.47.
I mean, it's definitely interesting because I know, obviously, switching tracks, it's definitely a big race on the NASCAR circuit just due to the tradition at the Indy Motor Speedway up there. Looking at going forward in the races there, do you have a team that you probably figure is going to lead the way or maybe, you know, set the trend there this weekend?
Yeah, Donnie, funny you say that. I love the Hendricks team. In fact, if I have to give a free play out, it's going to be a Hendricks car to win. I'm imagining that's going to finish somewhere around the plus 385 mark. But all the Hendricks cars are going to be fast and up front this weekend.
Now, Brian, looking at, like, as you say, like with the different teams in the NASCAR circuit, obviously looking at the Hendricks team and saying, you know, how fast they're going to be, is that because they have the better mechanics, the better car make? What differentiates each team from another of what you would look for on betting them?
A lot of it, Donnie, believe it or not, it's got to do with money. They got the good drivers, they've got the money, they've got the technology. Look at the names. You've got Dale Jr., you've got Jeff Gordon, you've got Jimmy Johnson. Those are all big-name players in this game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So I guess it's almost like, you know, baseball, I guess, the haves and the have-nots. If you can afford that payroll, afford that equipment, afford the technicians, and afford the drivers, why not go ahead and spend it? This weekend coming up in the race, anybody that, you know, that somebody should be paying attention to in this race that they're not paying attention to who might be able to steal this one?
God, there's a lot here, Donnie. A sleeper alert to me is Tony Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
He's consistent top 10 in Indy. I see him breaking the rough patch he's been in, and he's great at Indy. So that could hold great value for, say, Tony Stewart top 5, another probably plus 300-500.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking again, I know with betting, obviously you can bet a car to win and such, but also one of the great values in NASCAR, which you can really pick your spots, is in head-to-head matchups. Do you have any head-to-head looks that you're looking at this weekend with this race that you might want to give out or maybe talk about?
Got a few I'm looking at already. Five Dimes has got a boatload of head-to-heads listed already, which I'm all over analyzing. Kyle Larson, he's a young gun. Ran great at Indy last year. I expect him to repeat again this year. He's another great head-to-head potential there.
Gotcha.
Another fun fact, Austin Dillon was wrecked by Denny Hamlin last week. And mm-hmm. he was quoted in saying, retaliation on Hamlin is coming. And if Dillon does do it this week, it'll be in turn 3 or turn 4, and I believe it'll be early in the race. And I'm also looking at a lot of drivers to beat Hamlin head-to-head-wise.
Gotcha. Yeah, hey, you can't beat anybody if you're wrecked into the wall early in the race, that's for sure, right?
Hell no.
Heading in now, looking at this weekend, that's great. A lot of interesting stuff that we can give out to the listeners there. Heading, like, down the stretch throughout the summer, anything for yourself, any particular races that you're looking forward to, or maybe some tracks that you say, you know what, I usually do really well betting on this track, or maybe one track that you'd like to stay away from. Talk about the races that are upcoming there where you might be able to pick your spots and what you like there.
Staying away from, I'm not a big road course guy. Anything can happen. A guy can lose it and go, boom, off into sand that you have winning the race. He could lose it and lap 5, and you're sitting there going, son of a bitch. But your super speedways, you can almost predict those.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, being on Facebook and Twitter, interaction with the public and your clients there, Brian, a lot of new people are listening to the show each and every week. Where can they get you? I know, obviously, on trendbetting.com, but maybe on Twitter or Facebook. Where can they get a hold of you, maybe talk some NASCAR and look at some packages with you?
Facebook, feel free to DM me. Also, Twitter, it's Payoff with Perks. Feel free to follow me and DM me there. I'm always available. I'll shoot the shit with you. Run mm-hmm. things by me. Maybe I'm missing something. Anytime
Absolutely,
I get a
folks.
DM, I'm back there real quick getting back at you guys.
That's it, man. It's all about customer service. Doesn't hurt. It also doesn't hurt to put a little bit extra dollars in that back pocket there, Brian. Thanks for coming on the show tonight and dropping some knowledge on NASCAR. We'll talk again shortly. Thanks again, my friend.
You got it, Donnie. Keep crushing baseball, my friend.
Absolutely, my man. Take care now. Folks, there you have it right there. That was Brian Perks. Pay off with Perks, NASCAR. Check him out on trendbetting.com. And he's certainly going to put you on more winners. Big races coming up this week and also for the rest of the summer. Folks, we're going to take one quick break here. Be back on the other side. We're going to get into some bases and go over some good information here on Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition Major League Baseball with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with trendbetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at trendbetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on trendbetting.com. Go to the experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at trendbetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable, NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football. It's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at trendbetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at trendbetting.com. Hey folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition Thursday with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Let's dip right into some baseball talk and some information. But before we do that, just want to go over the boundaries of the show and why we actually do the show and bring it to you there. My name again, Donnie Wrightside. This is Guy Sports Talk Radio. Love NFL, love NCAA, fantasy stuff, all that. Inquiring on this show is exactly what we like to do. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio. It's what we like to talk about. It's why we like to gamble. It's what we like to do throughout the year, and certainly it doesn't hurt when you can put a little bit of money in your pocket as well. Now, down the line, and it's coming pretty quickly, in the month of August, we are going to start taking phone calls live and direct on the show. Reason why we're doing that is we want to hear from you. You know, we want to get your information. We want to get your questions. We want to see your insights on baseball, football, whatever it might be, and certainly just go over some topics that we can review, and certainly with the goal in mind of winning and doing everything the right way that we could possibly do to put you on more winners. And certainly, I'm a gambling guy. I love to listen to other people. I'm a sponge in this business. I never stop learning, and I always want to hear somebody who has a good angle on a game or some good information that we can sink our teeth into. On the show, we love to recap what happens during the week, what's going on, future impact, and upcoming matchups as well. Gambling tips is what we're here for. Public versus Vegas, why is the line moving? Everything entails going into betting different baseball games and, of course, betting college basketball, NBA, hockey, whatever it is. You always want to take a look at some line movement to see why the line is moving. Is somebody sitting out? Does somebody have some information? Is the pitcher's arm a little bit leaky heading into tonight? Never hurts to check it out and certainly put the work in, because damn, the more work you put in there, the more knowledge that you have, the more prepared you're going to be to put some action on baseball games and getting some winners together. Bet myself, been in this business over 20 years gambling online for 3 years with my site, rightsidevalueplays.com, and also my home at trendbetting.com. Football season, you're not going to see me on more than any more than possibly 5 to 7 plays a week, absolute max. Sometimes we go through the week with 5 plays or less. If it's there, we're going to hit it. There's a lot of research that goes into it. There's a ton of college football games each Saturday, and sometimes the lines makers get a little bit lax, and we like to explode on those. A lot of the times, if you're watching games in the fall, Ohio State, Michigan State, Notre Dame, I'm way off the radar in those games. We're hunting down teams in the Sun Belt Conference, the American Conference, lower level games because they're the games, especially in MAC football, those games the linebackers don't pay too much attention to in the way of getting all those nooks and cranny bits of information. Squares aren't hitting those games at hard, so those lines could shift quite a bit. But if you know what you're looking at in those games, you can really zero in and lay the wood on that. So that's something to look forward to down the line. But we always take a less is more approach in football season. Major League Baseball season right now, which we're going to go over in just a few moments, is a little bit tricky this time in the season. Right now, we are getting it handed to us tonight with the Cleveland Indians. Trevor Bauer has been sensational against the Chicago White Sox all year long and also in his career. Team batting average for the Chicago White Sox heading into tonight with Trevor Bauer was 177, and Samardzija has been knocked around by the Cleveland Indians in the past. They're hitting well over 300 against them, but tonight, just one of those that is just going backwards for us. And hey, it happens. It's a tricky time of the year. That's why we like to keep everything light and also keep the juice light. One of the games that we were looking at today that we really, really liked was the Pittsburgh Pirates, who were up 2-0, but it's minus 182 for the first five. I mean, anything can go wrong at that point. I know Pittsburgh's a good road team. Washington's struggling a bit, banged up a bit. Doug Fister, not the greatest pitcher, but just can't see laying that much money at that point in the season where, especially with Liriano coming off a neck injury, being scratched from his last start, there was just a little bit too much variation in that game. If that was, you know, somewhere around 160, 150, 140, we would have been all over that. But at minus 182, you really have to have an absolute 100% sure thing. We just didn't see it there. We thought we found a little bit of a chink in the armor in that Chicago White Sox game, but that obviously didn't come to pass. Guys that can't even hit him one lick are going yard against them. So Trevor Bauer is just one of those off nights when he's been sensational against that team, and that's just the way it's going to go sometimes. So, I mean, hey, it's not over yet technically, but 4-0 lead heading into the fourth inning doesn't look too good for us in that respect. But, hey, you win some, you lose some. That'll drop us to 1-3 this week after our huge run that we've been on over the past couple weeks. We tweeted out, we certainly let you know when we win and when we lose. 26-16 over the last 30 days, plus 27.42 units. Speaks for itself there. And again, if the game is not there, we're not going to risk it. We want to wade through these waters over the next couple weeks because it's a very difficult time engaging value in Major League Baseball. When you take a look at this information post All-Star game, teams' mindsets and teams shifting gears hasn't begun just yet. Everybody feels good coming back from the All-Star break, which is why we went really light, waiting for those players to get back into, you know, there's certain molds and trends and, you know, exactly their routines, what they like to go through. Now, what happens is after post-All-Star break, you want to take it a little bit easier. You can up the ante just a little bit, but now is the time, pre-trading deadline, that teams get a little bit nervous because, you know, let's take a look at the Cincinnati Reds. 7 or 8 of those players might be gone at the deadline. I mean, they're looking to move Votto, Bruce, you know, Phillips is on the line. You know, they might keep Billy Hamilton, the young kids with like Suarez. They're even looking at Aroldis Chapman. Doesn't matter how much money that you make or how established you are in a certain city. If your name is getting passed around in trade rumors, it's got to be a little bit unnerving. So the time coming up to the deadline, which is the 31st, which is going to take place in the next week or so, you want to be a little bit more careful when you're placing wagers on games, especially with big favorites, because sometimes you just don't understand what the mindset would be. Cases in point today for looking at the Oakland A's, they ended up losing to R.A. Dickey and the Toronto Blue Jays. But before that game, rumors are swirling. Zobrist might be gone. You know, Cashmere set up to start the game today, and he's in the locker room 2 hours before time shaking hands saying he's out of there. You just don't know the mindset of teams when this is going on, because when you have teams that are looking to be somewhat sellers at the trading deadline, you never know who's going to be there or the mindset of the team itself saying, hey, am I going to be next today? Boy, I wonder if I hope I don't get traded today, or I don't want to get traded, or maybe if the Philadelphia Phillies, you know, you have Papelbon and Hamels basically screaming that they want to get traded. So sometimes you just don't understand those mindset. We're going to wade these waters very lightly, maybe a play, maybe maximum 2 plays per day over the next 7 to 8 days, just so we can get our listeners a good gauge of what's going on there, and certainly holding on to as much money as we can and hopefully putting some dollars in the pocket. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to go. We're going to be a little bit behind the eight ball, down somewhere around 10 to 11 units for the week. Obviously, being 1-3, you're not going to be anything positive, but hopefully we can turn that around, pick up a couple more winners, and by Sunday afternoon be in the black once again. But disappointing tonight because, again, we were looking earlier today at the – looking earlier today at day games. And yesterday was a very rare time. We had the Los Angeles Dodgers over the Atlanta Braves, and that was a winner. A little bit pricey for a road team. I believe it closed at 152 is what we got it at, a nice 3-1 win. The reason being, a lot of people ask me all the time, is those day baseball games. I do like to stay away from them primarily, even though sometimes you find a game that can really fit that mold. And Julio Teheran did get hit around quite a bit from that L.A. Dodgers lineup over the past couple years, so we decided to play, and it did work out well. The reason I stay away from those day games is I just, again, baseball players are creatures of habit and creatures of routine, especially on the West Coast. I mean, I really bucked the trend yesterday, because if you're looking at the L.A. Dodgers playing at the Atlanta Braves on the East Coast at a noon start, that's really a 9 a.m. start for those guys, you know, based on what they're used to living out on the West Coast. And it did take them a couple innings to wake up. Jimmy Rollins had a costly error, which sent them down 1-0, but they were able to score three times, I believe it was, in the top of the fifth, to end up with a nice 3-1 victory there. So, you know, day games, guys might be out at the bar the night before. You thought you had the day off. You know, somebody's sick coming into the locker room, and then you got to get back in the starting lineup, even you were promised the day off. It's 12 o'clock noon. You didn't get your coffee. You didn't get your lift in. You weren't able to watch as much video as you like on this pitcher. You know, you couldn't get your workout, you know, on the field, you know, whatever it might be. Sometimes with these creatures of habit, especially with pitchers, they're just not used to going early in the day, which is why we like to zero in on those night games, because it leaves a lot of things out to chance at that point. Now, coming up in just a few weeks is going to be post-trade deadline. Now, the one thing, there's still a lot of money to be won in August. There's no question about it. But what you see tonight is a little bit of what I'm going to talk about, and that's with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pittsburgh Pirates tonight against a division rival with a pretty good record, albeit banged up. I mean, Doug Fister's a pro. Is he a great pitcher? No. Is Liriano a very good pitcher? Yes. But if you're looking at this type of game, maybe, you know, 3 weeks ago, even with the same lineups in there, if you know, Francisco Liriano might only be minus 145, but tonight he's 182. As these games progress and teams build toward the deadline and you see where they're sitting, say goodbye to those, you know, really valuable underdogs and super overpriced favorites, because they're going to be there. I mean, when a good team plays a bad team earlier in the season, April, May, June, you might be looking at a line of 150. A good team plays a bad team heading into August and September, that 145 turns into 185. So it does get a little bit more tricky, and down the line, we are going to start using a 2-1 hedge scenario, which means you're betting three games, you're looking to win two out of three with the favorites. We've had a lot of luck in that in the past, because that's going to limit a little bit more exposure over the favorites, and down the line in the month of August on the shows, we're going to talk about exactly why we do that. So right now, we're going to play it pretty much close to the chest until this trading deadline goes through, and then we'll really open up the vaults again once teams are settled in and know exactly where they're going. Because even though a team is out of the race, they're still going to bring up, you know, young kids to pitch, young kids in the bullpen, but they know where they're going. Nobody has to worry about leaving or going anywhere, even though you can get that post-waiver wire trades in there, push through later. But, you know, that's few and far between on making a lot of deals, you know, for big line, front line pitching starters and, you know, worried about moving because you cleared waivers. That's all, you know, it does take a little bit out of you, but there's not really too many deals that go down after July 31st with the waiver wire there. So teams are going to know when they're locked in. They're going to know their schedules. Guys are going to know they're going to be there. And again, even if it's a really young team, they're going to be playing baseball. They're going to be playing hard. And especially with the teams that are making that run down the deadline, those teams are going to be all in, fortify the bullpens, get starting pitching through trades, get some extra bats in the lineup. I mean, those teams are going to be really, really overvalued, and rightfully so, but you're just going to have to pick your spots there, because the underdog process, to me, in Major League Baseball really takes place in the first half of the season, as you'll see the favorites start to cruise later in the year, because they're truly much, much better teams. And as the adage going, if one team has something to play for and the other one doesn't, what's the point for the other team to even win? You know, but it is baseball. It's a little bit different than other sports, because you still got to go up against a pitcher, and that pitcher is just going to lay down on the mound and say, you know, hey, I really don't care about this game. I mean, everybody is fighting for positions for the next year, fighting maybe for a contract, but also you're still playing the game of baseball where it's, you know, relying on pitching and hitting. It's not a football game, you know, where you have a third string tailback in and a third string quarterback in going against a team that's 14-1 in the NFL. It's just not the case. any given night in baseball, the worst team in the league is going to win 60 games out of 182. So it's not like they're going to get blown off the field each and every night. So it's always something that you want to take advantage of and take a look at. So just a little bit of knowledge there on how to bet post All-Star game and also pre- and post-trading deadline. It's always something that you want to go over. And again, there's a lot of stuff to learn. Years and years and years of knowledge have gone into this. It's not something that you wake up to every day and say, hey, you know, look, here's what I figured out on this game. If you see it happen year after year after year, it's probably going to continue to happen. But once again, those favorites are now going to be rocketed up. And a lot of value is going to be lost on those dogs just for the simple fact is you don't know how good that team is going to be. And some of these teams are going to be outmatched each and every night, which, again, brings me back to the point of betting the first five. You know, I love to do that. Hey, tonight it looks like it didn't work out for us. No big deal. 1-3, we'll get back on the horse tomorrow, find some winners, and certainly keep on climbing. I really wanted to get a W tonight, but hey, you can't win every game, you can't win every week, you can't win every month. You just want to try to put yourself on more right sides than you can, but again, betting the first five, use it to your value, especially in the second half, because you know who the starting pitcher is going to be, you know what the starting lineup is going to be, you're going to know what the splits for each pitcher is going to be versus these hitters. When you start getting into the bullpen, when you're betting full games in the month of August and September, that's where it gets really tricky, because especially if you're taking underdog value, so to speak, you don't know who the closer might be that night, you don't know who they want to try out. They might have brought a young Dominican seventh-inning pitcher up. They're just going to let him go. Hey, put him out in the seventh inning with bases loaded and one out, us up two runs. I want to see how he handles the pressure instead of bringing in your normal seventh inning guy. You have a closer down in Double-A who you really want to get a look at. You're up 2-1 in the ninth inning. Hey, let's see how this kid reacts to the pressure. It's hard to do that. When you have your money on the line, it does sting a bit when you're taking a look at those games. You're saying, how did I lose that game? Because the manager put in some rookie from Double-A ball because they wanted to see how he turned out. Next thing you know, a two-run blast by Albert Pujols. He lost the game 3-2, and you're scratching your head. So down the line, make sure you take a look at which teams are playing for what, most importantly, and certainly in flux of the lineup itself. If you're betting full games, I can't stress it enough. Make sure you do your homework on the bullpens before going into that game. Who's active, who's not active. Those teams that are really good hunting down the stretch, you don't really have to check in too much with them because they're going full blast rate with their normal six-inning guy, seventh, eighth, and ninth, because wins are going to be at a premium if you're trying to make the playoffs. If you're out of the playoffs, wins not so much a premium where you're just trying to check out players and see how they handle adversity and certainly in different spots heading down the line. Folks, we're going to take one more quick break here on the show. We're going to go back, recap some information about today, and my favorite thing to do is take a look at a fresh look at tomorrow's Major League Baseball games and see how we might be able to get an advantage or take a look at a few different things that we can certainly maybe help you out or point you in the right direction there. One quick break, folks. We'll be back right on the other side. Long Shots Radio Prime Time Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Prime Time and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable, NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football, it's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years and have found a great home here at trendbetting.com. Once again, go to the website, trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, trendbetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Folks, welcome back to the show, Long Shots Radio, primetime Major League Baseball edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. And we just did get through taking a shelling 5-0 loss on the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Folks, that was a complete miss on my part. And sometimes the numbers just don't stick to what your eyes are telling you at that point. Because coming into this day, looking at the numbers based upon the splits of each pitcher, this game really should have happened almost just about the opposite there. The Shark pitched a really good game. We like to try to factor it in and say, you know, hey, you know, Shark's on the trading deadline. That might be going through his head. Bauer's at home. He's been really strong at home over the past couple starts and certainly throughout his career and against the Chicago White Sox. But it just didn't happen for us tonight. Murphy, Bourne, Moss, and Kipnis all hitting over 300 against Samardzija tonight. We had a total of, I believe it was 11 for 33 or 34, something around a 347 average between the starters who have faced Samardzija tonight. They only squeezed out two hits in five innings there, but worse off there, if we take a look at Trevor Bauer's numbers versus the Chicago White Sox, the guys that went yard tonight, I'm going to go over this together. Adam Eaton, who doesn't go yard on anybody, entered into the game 1-for-8, a 125 average versus Bauer. He went yard tonight. Melky Cabrera, 0-for-10 versus Trevor Bauer coming into tonight. He went yard also. I believe there was one more home run. I believe Bauer actually gave up three home runs in this one. Alexei Ramirez, 2-for-10 career off Trevor Bauer. So again, sometimes tonight it just doesn't work out in your favor. I can't stand it when you get blown out, but hey, getting blown out sometimes is much, much better than losing the way we did earlier in the week. So if you followed me on Twitter or Facebook, clients, you had money on the games, you saw the way we went down on Sunday with a small one-unit play with the Cincinnati Reds. That was terrible. Johnny Cueto walked seven guys, but the worst part about it is you lose 2-1 in a game, and you walked bases loaded, two guys in for those two runs. That one hurt really bad. Heading with the Cincinnati Reds the very next night, we had a 3-1 lead enter into the fifth inning. Also had one out and a man on third, came all the way down to a 1-2 count, Soler at the plate for the Cubs, two strikes, two outs, he struck out already twice, you hang a pitch over the outer part of the plate, he slaps it down the line, two runs scored, you took a loss there. But one of the worst losses I've taken, you know, I wouldn't say this year, but in a while, was the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now, did we deserve to win the game? I don't know if we deserve to win the game, but we certainly didn't deserve to lose it. Hellickson was fantastic. Gave up a single in the first inning, went the second inning, third, fourth, and two outs into the fifth inning, retired every batter, didn't walk anybody, sat him down. You know, three up, three down, three up, three down, very easily. A two-out, two-strike double down the line sets it up. Now you say, this is a perfect inning. This is why betting the National League, sometimes you don't get bit. The pitcher's coming up. All you have to do, eight-hole hitter's coming up with a base open. Not first base, you know, we say, okay, let's pitch the eight-hole hitter. You know, if he doubles, then so be it. But we're not going to walk a guy and put anybody in the scoring position. Guy was already in scoring position. Adany Echevarria comes up for the Miami Marlins. And I'm saying, you know, they got to walk him. It's easy. You walk him, you get the late toast, you sit him down quick, you get to the next inning, and maybe we can win it in the bottom of the fifth in a 0-0 game, scratch out a run. Perfect scenario. Perfect case for the guy on base, especially in the National League. About to throw the first pitch, catcher puts his hands up, timeout, runs out to the mound. So I'm going, perfect. He's going to tell him, you know what, we're not going to walk this guy, but, you know, hey, throw four pitches in the dirt, three pitches in the dirt. He swings, we got him. If not, you know, you just strike the pitcher out, no big deal. Hellickson goes up there, first pitch, whacks it right up the middle, single, we lose that game 1-0. How managers sometimes can have their jobs in Major League Baseball astounds me, shocks me, and hurts my bankroll. It's paint by numbers. Base open, eight-hole hitter up in the National League. You walk the guy. It's first and second because you know what happened. Echeverria singles up the middle. He's on first base. Latos comes up with like a toothpick in his hand, whiffs three straight times, gets sat down, and you just want to pull your hair out at the suffering that they make you go through that. But that is baseball, and that is life. It hurts when it's out of your mind. Like tonight, we got beat 5-0. A complete miss. A complete whiff on my part. I'm not afraid to admit it. We lost that game. It was a terrible cap. But at least that was on me. Bauer didn't hold up to his end. That's on me. When the manager does something to directly impact a game negatively against you, those are the ones that we like to call, quote-unquote, bad beats. It happens. We'll move on. We're 1-3 in the week. Again, when I win, tweet it out. When I lose, I tell you about it. This is a radio show. I'm not hiding and say, hey, look at us. I'm up 27 units in the last 30 days. Don't worry about tonight. Oh, we lost tonight. Ain't no big deal. We'll come back tomorrow, put in the time, put in the work, fire away on a couple games, and come back strong. That's just the way it is. That's the way it works. We're going to play it tight to the vest here until we can really shake loose on some games after the trading deadline. But, hey, let's just hold it on now. We'll get there. We'll get across that line and certainly hopefully be able to preserve. Taking a look earlier today, folks, recapping some games. Blue Jays 5-2 over the Athletics. Kind of interesting there because a couple of pitching scratches. But R.A. Dickey did have a very good game. I think he actually went on a, I want to say, complete game in that 5-2 win. That knuckler there doesn't put too much pain on that elbow, so I guess you can shake loose and certainly win that. Twins 3-0 over the Angels. Very, very good pitching matchup in that one, which usually Urban Santana, good and bad sometimes. He was sensational today. Garrett Richards pitched a really good game for the Anaheim Angels. There is a heavy favorite. He made one mistake in the fourth inning with two guys on and two strikes to Trevor Plouffe, ended up over the wall. That's all the runs they needed, and the Anaheim Angels didn't even threaten, or should I say the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, didn't even threaten whatsoever in that game. So it was definitely interesting to watch. Mariners 3-2 over the Tigers. Mariners' second batter of the game hits a solo blast off of David Price. Bottom of that inning, Tigers strike to go 2-1. Mariners scored a little bit later in the game on a pass ball and then a base hit to tie it up at 2. I believe that was in the 8th inning. Final in 12, the Mariners pull off the upset, minus 155. Yankees cruised and blasted the Baltimore Orioles today. They got on them hot and early, up 7-1 after 3 innings, and that game was pretty much over, heading to 9-1 after 5. You know, Tanaka looked very, very good today. Stayed in a little bit too long, gave a couple solo blasts later in that game, but Ubaldo Jimenez, I mean, he was shook right from the start. Yanks jumped all over them. But if you look at those games, you know, the Oakland Athletics opened up as a favorite. Obviously, a couple scratches there, you know, in between. That Toronto was actually bet into a favorite at minus 120. They won the 5-2. So technically, a lot of people out there, if you bet earlier in the day, actually had the Toronto Blue Jays as a dog. Twins, 3-0 winner, a huge underdog at, you know, plus 171, I guess is what that closed at. The Mariners, an underdog, big as well at probably ended up somewhere around plus 150 in that game. Yankees were a favorite only at minus 130. But you see those afternoon games, which we like to call all the time, they're tough games to read. It's always a good thing to go with the underdog in those games because it's a getaway day typically. You know, two teams possibly evenly matched, but again, those pitchers are out of the rhythm there. They're not used to waking up that early, you know, getting right to the ballpark. Usually you're settling in, maybe getting to the ballpark around noon, you know, for a 7 o'clock start. Get everything in there, get your meal in, get your coffee in, get your vitamins in, your workout, watch some video, some long toss. You got all that time where you're getting to the stadium maybe at 7 or 8 in the morning. You got to get right out to the mound at noon. So sometimes it's a little bit shakier. We always like to err on the side of caution. Looks like the Pittsburgh Pirates did win 2-1 at least in the first 5 innings. So we didn't miss out on that one. But again, it was a little bit too pricey for us there. Our first 3 games of the day, which we would have been on if it were night games there. Earlier today, obviously, you saw it on there, the Tigers just missed the card. They won 2-1 after 5 innings in that game. And, of course, the Pittsburgh Pirates won 2-1. Also, we probably would have been on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim that took a loss on that one, but for a 2-1 overall. But again, day games, it's very, very rare I'm going to be on those. Sometimes you can do pick good spots. You know, weekend games, Sunday is a little bit different because players are used to, you know, playing on a Sunday afternoon as opposed to maybe a Thursday afternoon where it's getaway day. You're a little bit jumbled and, you know, muddled there, but just some food for thought there. We're not going to be on too many day games, especially during the week. Sunday and Saturday, a little bit of a different story, but during the week, we do tend to stay away from those games. Let's spend a little bit of time here as we do have a couple minutes left in the show, getting a quick look at tomorrow's Major League Baseball schedule. And I always like to take a look at certain websites. One of the better websites that I do like to use just to get a look at the overall game and the overall information. Sometimes it's a little bit slow with the starting pitching. Say if somebody did sub in a pitcher there. I do use quite a few different websites, obviously with Twitter, with dailybaseballdata.com, statfox.com, and also my favorite website. It's pretty cheap per month. I pay about $99 for some odds from Sports Options as well, just the standard. Just give some real good up-to-date information to make some pitching changes right away. You know it. See where that money and that line movement is going. Lineups when they come out, when changes are made to the lineups. It's not a bad thing. It's not too much spending $100 a month on that website. The rest of the websites I use, I don't pay for. They are free, but that is one I do see some value in, especially with college basketball. And the reason I say that is during college basketball season, a lot of the times in those smaller conferences, players are banged up. The minute you see that starting lineup or the minute that you see that somebody's going to be out for that game, it's a very, very good website and certainly has helped me out quite a few times when I wasn't sure what was going to take place with a starting lineup or if the guy was going to actually play. It's a very, very good website there. Taking a look tomorrow, Philadelphia Phillies. Excuse me, Jerome's in the house versus Lester. That's going to be a blowout game. It's minus 250 to start. Don't be surprised if that game even travels up to maybe minus 275. That game has blowout all over it. A low line alert for tomorrow in Washington and Pittsburgh. That's Max Scherzer versus Locke, and that's only at minus 125. So that sends a little bit of bells off there if that number is a little bit higher. I expect the public to bet that higher, but let's see what the sharps do in that game. Dodgers minus 170 with Zach Greinke. I actually don't think Zach Greinke's pitching tomorrow. I thought I saw something come across the wire that he's on paternity leave, maybe home with a kid there. So I doubt Zach Greinke's going to make that start. Jonathan Neese is going to oppose maybe a spot start in that scenario. We'll take a look at who that's going to be tomorrow. St. Louis with Cooney on the mound versus Banuelos. For Atlanta, good-looking young pitcher. He's got a 1.15 ERA through three starts, and he is a lefty. It's going to be a very interesting game tomorrow to take a look at. Cincinnati and Colorado, Discalafani versus Butler tomorrow. That game is in Colorado. You know how I feel about betting in Colorado. It's few and it's far between. Usually the only games I bet in Colorado is if Kershaw or Greinke's on the mound because they've been there, done that, and I can pretty much know what to expect. Anything outside of that 3-4, 5-6 run leads don't mean anything there. They can be gone in the blink of an eye, so it's tough for me to cap those. Milwaukee and Arizona, Nelson versus Corbin. Corbin, one of my favorite young pitchers. They're struggling a little bit this year with an ERA close to 5, but he should be able to get that back. Homer, Dan Haran on the mound tomorrow, Miami versus San Diego versus Cash Cashner on the other side. Cashner's usually a decent pitcher at home. Haran is what it is. He can throw 5-6 innings of 1 or 2 run ball, but every once in a while he does get hit around a little bit. Tampa Bay tomorrow, heavy favorite over Baltimore. That's Tillman versus Archer. Archer, one of my favorite young guys in the league, so he's going to be priced accordingly there, usually at 150 or higher, especially at home. Quintana and Kluber tomorrow. Kluber's at minus 185, which is really, really high. So it's going to be interesting to see how that one plays out with the betting public tomorrow and how that one ends up. Fade Verlander day tomorrow. It's Friday, of course. Verlander getting plus 110 versus Rick Porcello. Now, these two guys, 6.62 ERA for Verlander and a 5.8 for Porcello. Who knows what's going to happen in that game, but one thing is for sure, a lot of balls are going to be bouncing off that wall out there in left field. There's no question about that. Yankees and Minnesota tomorrow, Michael Pineda versus Phil Hughes. Definitely a decent matchup there. Pineda's cooled off just a little bit there, but his ERA is just south of 4 at 3.77 versus Phil Hughes and his 4 ERA. Houston and Kansas City, looks like it's Kazmir Guthrie. Kazmir just got traded, so he's going to make an introduction with his new team. Heading to Kansas City versus Guthrie. I can't stand Guthrie. He is super soft, so I'm going to take a look, definitely a hard look at Houston tomorrow, especially since they're coming in as a nice, nice heavy underdog. Lewis versus Tropiano. Texas and LAA. Also, looks like Toronto pushed back the start of Hutchinson from today to tomorrow to face King Felix on the mound. That's going to be an interesting game to look at as well. Love King Felix at home, so certainly going to zero in on a couple of those. Oakland and San Francisco, Chavez versus Peavy. That leaves a little bit to be desired there, but Peavy will give you yeoman's work through at least five innings. That's just what that veteran pitcher is going to do. Folks, a lot of fun on the show tonight. Really wish we could have pulled out a winner tonight, but we do drop the 1-3 on the week. No big deal. A couple days left in the week. We're not going to force anything. It's not about winning a day or two, or winning a week. It's about winning long-term and having success doing that, and we are going to do that. Folks, if you haven't done so in the past, check out trendbetting.com. Go to the experts tab. Something is there cheap, priced, and affordable for everybody across the market. It's been a lot of fun doing the show, folks, for you. I'll see you back here bright and early on Monday, and we'll go over exactly how the week ended up, and you know we're going to be back on the right side. Have a great day, folks. We'll see you on Monday.